Good morning, beloved, and welcome to our Tuesday edition of 5 Minutes in the Word. Today we are going to be in Psalm 72, as promised yesterday. This psalm is an intercessory prayer for the king, with petitions for the king's righteous judgment, long life, and worldwide rule marked by justice. This psalm is often read on the Feast of the Epiphany, in conjunction with Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, which describes the visit of the wise men from the east who pay homage to Jesus, the newborn king. Take note of verses 10 and 11 in today's reading. All right, and again, God's saving or guiding word for us this week is discipleship. So let us begin. Teach the king to judge with your righteousness, O God. Share with him your own justice, so that he will rule over your people with justice, and govern the oppressed with righteousness. May the land enjoy prosperity, and may it experience righteousness. May the king judge the poor fairly. May he help the needy and defeat their oppressors. May your people worship you as long as the sun shines, as long as the moon gives light, for ages to come. May the king be like rain on the fields, like showers falling on the land. May righteousness flourish in his lifetime, and may prosperity last as long as the moon gives light. His kingdom will reach from sea to sea, from the Euphrates to the ends of the earth. The peoples of the desert will bow down before him. His enemies will throw themselves to the ground. The kings of Spain and of the islands will offer him gifts. The kings of Sheba and Seba will bring him offerings. All kings will bow down before him. All nations will serve him. He rescues the poor who call to him, and those who are needy and neglected. He has pity on the weak and the poor, and he saves the lives of those in need. He rescues them from oppression and violence. Their lives are precious to him. Long live the king. May he be given gold from Sheba. May prayers be said for him at all times. May God's blessings be on him always. May there be plenty of grain in the land. May the hills be covered with crops as fruitful as those of Lebanon. May the cities be filled with people like the fields full of grasses. May the king's name never be forgotten. May his fame last as long as the sun. May all nations ask God to bless them as he has blessed the king. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel. He alone does those wonderful things. Praise his glorious name forever. May his glory fill the whole world. Amen and amen. This is the end of the prayers of David, son of Jesse. And today's key verse is Psalm 72, verse 1. Teach the king to judge with your righteousness. O God, share with him your own justice. And, you know, these are the prayers that are to be raised up for the king. And, of course, here it's talking about a king who rules the whole world. That was God's original intention for Israel. But because the kingdom was divided after the sins of King Solomon, then Israel never was able to live out the full potential that God had for them. However, in the coming millennial reign, when all of the promises given to Israel will come to pass, we will see King Jesus ruling from David's throne in Jerusalem over all the world. Let us pray. Righteous and living God, I will praise your glorious name forever and worship you alone. May all nations seek your blessing, and may your justice flourish throughout the earth, and may your glory fill the whole world. Amen. Well, join us tomorrow morning, on Wednesday morning, beloved, when we will be back in Colossians chapter 3, verse 5, where the Apostle Paul describes the old life and the new. Until then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.